observant have been all my days. My sight is distinctly effective. No detail escapes my sharp giblet-like gaze. I ought to have been a detective. My powers of deduction have frequently solved the most indescribable puzzle. Results are gigantic, my neighbors are frantic. They're all love this bloodhound to muzzle. The conclusion I've come to is this, that half of the world is half-witted. I'm modest, I know, but folks are so slow, they really deserve to be pitied. I don't take the credit I ought. I'm above mere material gains. What is it that makes me so frightfully clever? The conclusion I've come to, it's brains. It must be, because look at the size of my forehead. Can't exactly say it's a fetty. I'm not a teetotaler, I just like a glass. I seldom take more than two glasses. A mopper's a man who is not in my class. I abhor men who make themselves asses. We're all apt to make slips, I'll admit I once slipped. I'd been out with my aunt and my cousin. When I'd had set to state, just one over the eight, I was mad, and when I'd had a dozen, the conclusion I came to was this. I'd been treated distinctly improper, knocked out and knocked down by two lads of the town, picked up and held up by a copper. I was locked in a cell for the night, where I thought, having 9 hours to think, what is it that makes me so frightfully dizzy? The conclusion I've come to, it's drink. So never again, as long as I live, nobody will ever lead me astray, mind you. There have been philosophers who have held that man is really happiest with a jug of water, a loaf of bread, a book, and somebody of the opposite sex to whom he can read aloud to, when she's not engaged in baking the aforesaid loaf or filling the aforesaid jug. However, although I've been married for 3 years, maybe, I've had the good sense to conceal it. At the time, my wife settled her income on me and has since made no effort to steal it. I will freely admit she's been useful in ways which some folks might think were hard labor. I found out last night, to my utmost delight, she'd run off with my next-door neighbor. The conclusion I've come to is this, that they met quite by chance in the city. It is easy to see that they talked about me, how handsome I am and how pretty. Jones saw I was wasting my time with all my wife's money to spend. Why else would he run off with my Henrietta? I conclude that that man is my friend.